I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Cuba has already started laying off 10% of its workforce. It's a radical plan to help the government reduce spending and boost the private sector. WorldServe's John Dick says their partners will soon feel that. Pastor support will be most affected, but the people are resilient. He says the gospel has surged forward in Cuba. Christians there throw themselves completely on what God's going to be doing in their lives. And it wasn't the Ken, but the stories told in the fall E3 Film Festival were even more compelling. The ministry showed both commissioned and amateur films touching on the impact of the gospel work around the world. The result was a heightened awareness of the ministry's reach. 18 films were shown highlighting various ministries of E3, and two came away with the top honors. Best overall film went to the Gamo people of Ethiopia, and best amateur film went to There Is Hope for Rwanda. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We've got a link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.